Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Universally speaking, we're here at your service and on your side on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, the D. Jennifer Horn is here, the J. Victoria Keelan also graces us with her presence. This is, life is hard. We know that, but it's also very pleasant, can be wonderful. You can mess around, have some fun. I remember the song, Fool Around and Fell in Love. That's one of those great songs that tells a great story. We fool around and have a good time in all aspects of life. I hope we don't forget the magic of having fun. And those of you, those of us who believe in miracles, I believe that all the things that are bothering us now somehow get straightened out and we're on easy street. Let's hold that thought, shall we, as we get into the latest from the person who's flying around LAX with a jetpack.
Yeah, this is a great story.
So, what is going on? Who is this person?
Well, it's a story that's been plaguing Los Angeles, at least LAX, for the last month or so. In September, there was a report from a JetBlue pilot, and actually it started with an American Airlines pilot, who called air traffic control and says, we just saw a guy fly by in a jetpack. Air traffic control. Air traffic control did not say, have you been drinking, Mr. Pilot? No, they just said, what side of the aircraft was he on? So the pilot said he was on the left side and kind of described the situation. They were on approach into Los Angeles trying to land and saw this thing. Now, you might think, okay, that was something crazy, but both the pilot and the co-pilot witnessed it. Then, just a few seconds later, a JetBlue pilot called in the same report to air traffic control, corroborating the story that they, too, saw a guy float by in a jetpack. So there was a huge question. The FBI was brought in, local police, the LAPD, they were all investigating what in the world a guy with a jetpack would be doing up near, you know, high enough for airplanes
3,000 feet?
And yeah, to see them.
Yeah,
because
right.
Because here's the thing. We've all seen those jetpacks.
But it's LAX.
Yeah,
that's
true.
LAX.
Everybody's sort of in the air around here anyway. But, right. You know, we've all seen those jetpacks, like on vacation, you know, that shoot you up. And so people were saying, well, it was just that. But there is no way that you get up to 3,000, 4,000 feet in one of those jetpacks. You have to have something that's, like, really legit to be able to do that. And that's not something that you buy in the Brookstone catalog next to the hovercraft, you know. I mean, this is something pretty specialized. So people kind of were excited about it around LA, like what's going on, and then they forgot about it, as per usual. You know, we have short attention spans.
Right.
And flash forward now to the month of October, and just a few days ago, another pilot who actually it was air traffic control, I think, who saw the jetpack, who warned a United Airlines pilot that there was a guy in a jetpack once again being seen. So apparently this guy is back, whether it's the same guy, someone else. But now, a month later, they have the same technology, and the investigation and the mystery only gets deeper. And with real concern, because you see what a bird does to an airplane engine.
Right.
I mean, what is the guy doing in the in like federal airspace, like in the flight path of LAX? It just doesn't make good sense.
I just can't believe that. I was watching some of the local coverage after you told me about this right before the weekend. I watched some of the local LA coverage on it, and the guy who is the head, the CEO of, I think the company's just called Jetpack.
Yeah.
He was saying that he finds it really kind of impossible to believe
right.
that this person, because this is not just like you strap it on, you know, and on your own and then you take off. He said this is like an elaborate procedure. And he said he can't believe that no one has seen this guy taking off
yeah.
or where he lands. So,
and that's part of the
odd.
Of the mystery, because
yeah.
the experts are saying this is, again, this isn't like one of those toy jetpacks
right.
that kind of blast you up and send you right back down again.
And we know this it's not like the military,
right?
Wouldn't be doing it in LAX.
And you wouldn't, yeah, and you also wouldn't bring in the feds. And
right.
yeah, you're right, you wouldn't be doing it in a flight path. So I have two theories. One, Doug will like. One is that this is totally the aliens they're here.
Right.
Two.
Hear it.
Maybe the more the elaborate or the more
aliens
one.
Don't respect airspace, restricted
<That's>
airspace.
<right. laughs> I think it's got something to do with Elon Musk. I feel like
he
thinks
bat-ish enough to do it.
I know.
You know what I mean? He would be
just
the guy.
Just to add a little to that, there is a SpaceX facility right in El Segundo, which is right by the airport. And so when I was talking to someone about this and just having fun, that person I'm actually stealing their theory said, oh, it's got to be Elon Musk because he's right down there and he's the only one who's crazy enough with the resources to be able to do something like this so elaborate. Maybe they're testing some new technology or something.
But in the airport like that?
I know. How stupid is that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to something that's much more or much less fun. The metrics for tracking the virus and how these numbers, I'm kind of tired of the pandemic numbers, but I guess it's my obligation to talk about it to a certain extent with you and with the audience. There are always every day three or four different stories about it. I'm tired of the stories. I'm tired of the restrictions, actually. I think most people are. I noticed here, just as a comment, ladies, that the governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, has said this week that they are going to leave Halloween up to local officials. But as far as he's concerned, trick-or-treating is better than having indoor alternatives, that is, parties or whatever it is. It seems to me that makes more sense. So in
that's
fact,
how Jersey's handling
ought
it.
Ought to go to have trick-or-treating. You know, do small groups and that sort of thing, right?
Right.
Costumes, a mask anyway. You're going to have a mask on. Anyhow.
Not if you're in L.A. where I am. They don't want you to do any trick-or-treating.
No, well, that's because they're idiots in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Well, New York, Governor Cuomo said the same thing. He's leaving it up to individual counties and, you know, people can make their own choices and, you know, I mean, everyone has to be smart. There are going to be older kids who shouldn't be trick-or-treating anyway. But, you know, the older high school kids who are always, you know, they're going to mess it up. But that's what they do every year. So this year we have a virus to contend with. So we'll see if Halloween ends up being a super spreader. But I don't really think that it will. So
the city of Salem, Massachusetts, which is where the witches were, you know, all burned during revolutionary times, there are always flocks of people that come from all around the world to go up there. Basically, the mayor shut the city down. Nobody's allowed. They're not going to have any. There's no public trick-or-treating. There's no anything.
It's such a draw, though. They have so many thousands of people want to go there.
And why not do something drive-through? Right? This is what I don't understand. Like, in California, we have a couple of people that have set up drive-through Halloween experiences where you stay in your car, but you go through certain paths with all the spooky stuff. Couldn't you do that in Salem? I mean, especially if that's their biggest thing of the year. You don't want to kill the economy completely. Couldn't they do something like that?
Well, that's it. Where do we stop? Where do we go? This has become my new sort of go-to place in talking about COVID. At what point do you, at this point, with, you know, you look at the numbers, okay, so the cases are rising, but the number of deaths is going down. So, yeah, people are getting it. You get into the fall, people are getting the flu, and this is the other confusion, whether the numbers are right when it comes to people who pass because of this or something else that's connected to it or who knows what. But in the local outcry here has been, and the folks that live in Salem that have these businesses were really upset because their livelihood
they live for
in many
every
cases.
Year.
It's, right, exactly. There are 14 days in and around Halloween, the month of October, where my friend Tommy Hansen, who every year has a haunted house on the farm and a big a corn maze, that kind of stuff, he canceled it. Because the city gave him some starch about having people on the wagons, you know, closer than 10 feet. So it wasn't practical to have. There would be hundreds of people on a Friday or Saturday night that would show up there for the fun and frolic of Halloween. All gone. I just think that's an over.
Well, but Massachusetts, when you look at the new data, Massachusetts has done, you guys did really well in the beginning of all of this, even though you had that original super spreader event, which spread to, you know, multiple states. Yeah. But I do think Massachusetts then, you know, you guys locked it down and you did really well with your numbers. But now I don't know if you've seen the latest, but the hospitalizations are now back up in Massachusetts.
And
you're back up to 3.6%.
Because
you're more than New York. Yeah, but you're more than New York. You're more than The only other, right, but the only other, you know, New England has done fairly well, but the only state that's worse off than you guys now is Rhode Island. They're at 6.5%.
If you look at the cities,
you're more than New Jersey, too.
If it goes into the weeds, you'll see that the town that I live in, Framingham, has one of the worst, if not the worst. It was in the top five in terms of the number of cases.
Yeah.
And now it's either like one or two with new cases because there's a big to-do between the fellow that runs the Board of Health, the police department. The police have, this is something that I think is worth a moment or two as well. The impact that this has had on policing. The fact that the police here were asked by the mayor and the Board of Health director to fine people who are gathering, and the police chief said, no, I'm not going to do that. That's not my job. It's not the job. We'll take notes, if you will. We'll let you know where the things are. We'll drive by and maybe, you know, break up some of this stuff. But we're not arresting people for having these parties. It's your job to let the public know what's proper, not my job to police parties. So he said, we're not doing it. And that kind of there's this flux between the three different entities. And so I wonder how often that has been repeated around the country where the police, you know, the police have been chasing around these people in parties and they don't believe that it's their job. 19 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Surprise medical bills may result from emergency situations where the patient is unable to choose their medical transport company, hospital, or doctors. Here's Dr. Mitch Elkind, American Heart Association president, with more.
The average surprise medical bill is over $600 and may amount to thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars. The American Heart Association is urging lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to address this issue now. We're leading a national campaign encouraging patients to share their stories about receiving surprise bills with the hashtag #IWasBilled.
Patients should never have to worry about surprise medical bills instead of focusing on their care.
For months, Congress has had comprehensive bipartisan legislation in hand that would shield patients and consumers from surprise medical bills. However, lawmakers have yet to move this critical legislation forward. Congress should act now to end surprise medical bills.
For more on how you can urge Congress to act, visit heart.org/surprisebills.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Black and white cookie.
And that's just lonely. I'm so lonely.
Is this Bieber?
Yeah.
Sounds like a girl. All right, it's music time. 23 and change at the hour on the DJV program. Every hour during this portion of the hour, we focus on some of the musicians, music that's making news, etc. So the Biebs and Demi Lovato, Mark Ruffalo, Vic Mensa, and some other people are appearing during the Vote With Us virtual rally set to live stream on Vote Early Day. Man, am I opposed to this 100%. It's this Saturday. Andra Day will perform Remember I Bleed, and the War and Treaty will cover John Lennon's Power to the People during the three-hour event, which highlights early vote events in Atlanta, Detroit, Houston, Los Angeles, Miami, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Phoenix. This is just so wrong.
Why?
Because people shouldn't be voting early. There are things that are changing that could change. I'm looking at one of the ballot initiatives from Common Cause and Mass Vote. It's a referendum on ranked choice voting. People don't know this stuff. The information just now coming out about this. And so people who have already voted, who knows whether they made the right decision or even had the right information to make the decision. It's just
Well, if it's
wrong.
On the ballot, if it's a ballot measure, then people don't should know. Be able they, to know what
no,
they're voting for.
Are you kidding? If you,
well,
you,
what's
you
the new information looked, that came out then?
The, well, do we you want?
Well, I'm just curious afterwards? Because if it's a ballot measure, then that's the, it's not like they reissued the wording of it.
But the wording has been so confusing. It's been one of the issues
well,
here in Massachusetts.
Are.
Nobody knows what voting yes on two means or voting no on two.
Yep. So and they do have us every state. They try to confuse
yeah.
you.
So there's
got
more
one of those
information that's come
Jersey,
out
a gotcha one, yeah.
from the League of Women Voters and Common Cause that has helped have, I understand it now. I didn't understand it before. And I just got this yesterday. So anyway, they're going to have this thing. You want to talk about it a little more? I'm disgusted with it. So you can tell
well, I'm not disgusted with people voting. I want as many people to
no,
vote as possible.
But I want them to vote when they have all the information and everything at their fingertips. And that's not what's gone on here. I'm with you 100%. Of course you know that I want to get everybody out to vote and to make it easy for people to vote. And yet we make it more difficult We have, I don't even understand why these things are allowed. Why is it that these questions that we're talking about are so difficult to understand?
Well, that's a good question.
We're talking about ballot measures.
Ballot measures. Yep.
Because depending on who your Secretary of State is, that's what you have to look at. Who is the person that runs your elections in your state? Those are the people. Look and see what their political perspective is. When you vote for those people, they're not throwaway votes because they're the ones that determine title and summary, which is the description of the proposition.
It's very disheartening.
Set it up to confuse you to get a desired outcome.
There's one in New Jersey on the ballot that all of our friends have been talking about because it's so. You think that you're voting. Yes.
For some, yeah.
For
right.
it, but then it really isn't. So we've all kind of gotten together and gone through all of the wording of it. And
good.
A friend of mine, you know, was the one who first pointed it out. And I was like, well, wait, that it's so confusing. When you read it, it makes you really believe, well, yeah, sure, why wouldn't I vote for that? And then you realize what it's really doing. So,
right.
It's all about gerrymandering.
Yeah. All right, 26 after the hour. Next up, Bootsy Collins has tapped Snoop Dogg for Jam On off his upcoming album, The Power of the One. Let's see, when is that? The 23rd, which is Friday. Yeah, okay. Working with Snoop is always like a breath of fresh air, Bootsy says. He's always, how do you have fresh air around somebody that smokes as much weed as he does? There's no fresh air there. He's always connected to the streets and the outer, more sensitive limits of the universe. That's kind of for sure. He's like a well-oiled machine, living the dream. While recording Jam On, he went to the basketball court to shoot. By the time he got finished, everybody was jamming down the block. All right, it's 29 past the hour.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
I'm Andy Solomon. For middle market and small businesses, the pandemic is highlighting the importance of investing in new technology, facilitating remote work, and maintaining the tech-savvy workforce needed to make it all happen. David Harnish, president of CIT's Commercial Finance Division, has more.
The resiliency that technology can deliver to mid-sized and small businesses has been proven by the COVID-19 outbreak. Business leaders have taken that lesson to heart and are focused on making technology a fundamental part of their tomorrow thinking.
While many businesses hope to invest more in technology, they may not have the capability to do so. Ken Martin, Managing Director of CIT's Small Business Solutions Group, has more.
Small businesses don't always have the financial resources that larger enterprises often enjoy. In cases where investments are imperative, borrowing or leasing may be the right solution to acquiring the technology needed to remain competitive.
To learn more about the findings of CIT's 2020 Tech and Talent Survey, visit CIT.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI has told lawmakers they are in possession of the Hunter Biden laptop with over 40,000 emails, some dealing with Communist China, Ukraine, Russia, and more. The FBI also announced it was not treating it as a Russian misinformation campaign. Republican representative from Ohio Jim Jordan tells Fox News, hogwash on the folks crying wolf again. Let's get to the meat of the matter.
And we have Clapper, Brennan, Yates, Susan Rice, all these people saying we saw no collusion, no coordination between Russia. We never
never saw any evidence of any coordination or any collusion. So these are now the same people telling us, oh, the Russians are running some disinformation operation. No one's buying it. Let's get to the facts. Let's figure out exactly how much Joe Biden knew about this, because it sure looks like. It sure looks like Joe Biden misled the American people.
The laptop was forfeited for non-payment after it was never picked up from a Delaware repair shop. USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Washington politicians continue to play politics over a stimulus relief package for hurting Americans, the president tells Fox News Tuesday he's ready to up the ante.
I would be willing to go more because I think that, number one, I view it differently. We get the money back, the government. It gets the money back ultimately anyway.
What the president wants is more projects that have a return on investment. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows at the White House.
Money's in infrastructure, money in bringing back manufacturing from China to America. Those are dollar amounts that actually are a cost, but they're also a stimulus to our economy that hopefully provide a return.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi signals some progress.
I'm optimistic because I do think we have a shared value. Not many, but a shared value that finally is they want to crush the virus. And that's been a change from even over the weekend when they put forth language that wasn't respectful of what we needed to do.
Both sides will talk again tomorrow. The son of fame actor Robert Redford has died. James Redford, 58, an activist, filmmaker, and philanthropist. His death was confirmed by his wife, Kylie. The grief is immeasurable with the loss of a child. Jamie was a loving son, husband, and father. A statement provided by Robert Redford's publicist, Cindy Berger, read, "His life lives on through his children, art, filmmaking, and devoted passion to conservation and the environment. Liver cancer is the culprit." USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Turn back to the blog that is the DJV show. It's our own audio blog. Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here with a focus on what's cool. Did you know, Victoria, that corny is the new cool?
Says people who love corny, sure.
Right. Well, like me, I love corn, as a matter of fact. All of its sizes and shapes. Feed my cows corn. I like eating corn.
Jokes
like
filled
corny.
With corn.
Yes. Thank you very much. John Wooden, remember him, the coach? Used to tell his players how to put their socks on. And I was thinking whether we even have socks. I don't have socks on. You ladies don't have. Do women wear socks?
I'm wearing socks right now. It's cold.
Really?
Yes.
But do you wear your husband's socks or do you have your own socks?
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, what, I'm not kidding.
What year are we in? Why would I wear my husband's socks?
You had because a daughter. You didn't buy her socks?
Really? Like, Megan never wore socks? Like, seriously?
I remember she ever wore socks that were hers. No, I don't remember. I think of other things, but I don't think of socks with women unless they're
women don't wear socks? Athletic. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, I guess
what do you
I
think women wear?
Well, even, and most women I know don't wear anything. They wear their shoes pantyhose. And they don't wear socks. Hmm? Pantyhose, yeah. Right, exactly.
So, okay, well, I don't know. Maybe it's an age thing, but I don't, yeah. I don't own pantyhose.
Women wear socks. We don't wear pantyhose anymore. Yeah.
All right. Here's
sometimes
the story.
Tight, maybe.
Before we get into voting issues and stuff, I want you to know the story. Maybe you've seen this. McKenna Myler is 28 years old, lives in Heber, Utah. There's a video that has been seen in the last 24 hours over 740,000 times. She and her husband shared the video. She's due to give birth this week. She ran a mile in 6 minutes. I thought that was when I looked at this and saw what, you know, some people are capable of. If you, I don't know whether, you know, some people would say this is crazy. But if you see the video of her, you get. She's 9 months pregnant, as I said, ready to deliver this week. And all of the reason I brought it up is because
there's
a picture
to do that of
her taking her shoes and socks off that she was wearing when she ran in the race. So anyway,
so
why would you do that?
So your takeaway from that story was, wow, women wear socks?
Well,
women own socks?
No, but it's sort of related to what I was talking about before, but no. I think it's fabulous that she would be able to run the mile. People, there are all kinds of comments. Oh, she jeopardized the life of her baby.
Which was really the miracle here.
Right.
Anyway, I thought it was kind of cool. So,
for her. I have a lot of friends who have been 9 months pregnant, and the last thing they would do is try to run. So,
right.
I don't know. You know, good for them. Good for her.
Speaking of running, there was a fellow, there's a video also floating around of a man who ran 220 miles to see his grandmother because she was sick with coronavirus and didn't have anybody to take care of her. And somehow or other, he didn't have any transportation, so he went to her house by running there, which is also, I guess whatever it is whatever it is. So let's turn our attention to voting. We were just talking a few minutes ago about some of the choices that we have to make. The ballot issues, and in Massachusetts, and I think elsewhere as well, ladies, ranked choice voting. Do you know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Do you have it in New Jersey?
No.
You don't. Do you have it in California, Jennifer?
Nope.
Mm-mm. No. They're trying to get it
California
here.
California did for some reason.
No.
Yeah.
We have top two voting, which means whoever the top two candidates are.
Well, that's ranking in a manner of speaking, isn't it? Isn't that
no, ranking is when you vote your top choice, your second choice, your third choice,
fourth choice.
Yeah, top two. Yeah. They call it a jungle primary because basically the whole jungle is considered. It's not just one Republican and one Democrat.
That's pretty. They call it a jungle?
Wow, yeah.
That's really. Surprised somebody didn't take a shot at that. Anyway, the people who are promoting this say ranked choice voting is simple, fair, and easy. Gives voters more choice and more voice in the election. You rank the candidates in order of your true preference. You vote for one candidate, like you always have, or you can rank your first, second, and third choices, rank them accordingly. So candidate A may be your second choice, candidate B may be your first choice, candidate C may be your last choice. So you put them that way. But I don't understand how you count the ballots then. This is probably done electronically, much as anything else.
I think it's a point system, actually.
The person gets the most points. So if you are voting candidate B as number one, that becomes 1 point or 4 points
for
that
person. Well, let's just say, and this really, remember, this only really works during a primary anyway. Mm-hmm. So let's just take the Democrats primary because it's the closest to us. So let's say you liked, because you did, Bloomberg, and you liked Marianne Williamson.
Right.
So on your ballot, if you voted for Bloomberg number one, Marianne Williamson number two, and whoever number three, there'd probably be like, and I don't know how this works, but I'd imagine it'd be something similar to applying 5 points to your first preference, 3 points to your second preference, 1 point to your third preference, and then whichever candidate gets the most points, essentially at the end, would be the one that comes out the winner.
Right. The point of it, also, the secondary sort of method behind it is, I believe, to eliminate runoff races. So they don't have to have, you don't have to have another special election. It can just be whoever the next person is, I think, in line, the way it's ranked. Mm-hmm. There are certain states, Maine has, I think Maine uses ranked choice voting for everything.
And people who aren't into a two-party system seem to really back this.
Right.
So, okay. So then that would be somebody like me. I would vote for this. I'm going to vote yes on this. Because I think
there are people who like it. I don't know how much sense it makes. Because, for instance, if we're talking about a general election, it's not going to work. For a primary, it would be if you're on the fence between some candidates, I suppose. But I don't know.
Yeah, so right now I'm looking at the map.
Make a decision, stick with it, you know.
Yeah, so Maine uses it for everything. That's the only state that uses ranked choice voting for everything. And then there are a bunch of other states that use it for local elections, which makes sense. So you have a lot of different candidates. And then there are, I think it looks like it's just New York that has for primaries and special elections. And then there are three states that use it for presidential primaries. So it's kind of a mixed bag. And then in Texas, it's the one state, they only use it for party elections. So it's all separated by your political party. So it's kind of a mixed bag at this point. But, I think to Jen's point, ranked choice voting, people who support that also support one national vote. And so eliminating the Electoral College. So one person, one vote.
I'm for that. All right, so what about in terms of other election things going on here? How important is the Spanish vote? I noticed a lot of people spending a lot of money.
The Spanish vote? Yeah.
The Latino vote, if you listen to what a lot of pundits say, pretty important. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Especially in states like Florida. I mean, there's kind of a miscalculation, I think, that's being done that – in the past, and again, we talk about these watching minority groups. In the past, it has been that the Latino vote typically will go to Democrats. But in places like Florida, where you have a lot of Cubans who are part of that, they have seen socialism, and they're all voting for Trump. So It's, you know, it depends on where you are in the country
right. And
how that vote goes. There's also a lot of conservative Latino voters. I mean, we see them in California all the time that tend to
very Catholic.
To vote. Uh-huh. They're very, well, religious, yes. And also, people who have come here and immigrated legally tend to be pretty strongly opinionated about people who come here illegally. I think it's kind of an interesting element to the story of immigration. So, yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that vote goes. I think it's going to be a little different than usual. And I think it really does depend state by state how the vote is influenced, where the groups are coming from. Because saying Latinos or Hispanic, I mean, it's a large group of people coming from all different places in the world.
Mm-hmm. So what do we know? What's the latest about mail-in voting? Is this is, you know, we talked, I think we laughed a little last week about the astronauts voting.
Right.
And how do soldiers who are in the field, how do they vote? How do men and women who are
voted absentee overseas, they vote.
Do.
Yeah.
Is that the same as expats who work overseas? Somebody that's an American citizen that would be entitled to vote, but let's say they're
same
working
thing.
In a school.
My godmother lives. Yeah, my godmother splits her time between Ireland and France, but she's still an American citizen, so she votes absentee.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that just came out yesterday in California, where we're one of the 9 states who have implemented universal mail-in because of COVID,
mm-hmm.
and get this number. So already 1 million votes have been cast in the state of California. Over 458,000 California voters who got a ballot have likely died or moved. 458,000.
So those could
who
be
still
open.
Have... Yes, who still have active status have been, they believe that they've either been deceased or relocated. 178,000 of those have never voted. 2,000 of them have birth dates that say that they're 105 years or older. 38,000 Californians appear to have more than one voter registration, and 24,000 have been mailed 2 or more ballots under an all-mail scenario.
Yeah.
It's the problem with trying to implement something so quickly.
Yep. All right. Well, I don't know. What happens... And there are some informational tidbits floating around about how investors will react if Biden wins, if there's a blue wave. Goldman Sachs, I think, said, didn't we talk about this last week? But they've updated it today with they say that if Biden gets elected, looking at the plans for a stimulus with him, $2.5 trillion will be spent on infrastructure. And that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's his big thing, infrastructure.
Well, wasn't that part of Trump's plan, though, too? Wasn't there a suggestion this was going to be done a year ago?
This was something that both Democrats and Republicans agree on, and they just haven't done it. Congress just hasn't moved. And
well, Congress hasn't done anything. No. Except they voted on the stimulus to a point.
That's why they have record low. They have record low approval. Even the approval for Congress is much lower than any of the candidates running.
Boom! 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 Boom!
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Do heart patients who have ischemia or blockages in their coronary arteries that reduce blood flow to the heart need a procedure or surgery, or are there less invasive options?
The ischemia trial evaluated patients with stable coronary artery disease.
Dr. Todd Miller says traditionally, these patients have been treated with stents to open blockages or coronary artery bypass surgery. The study showed that if a patient has
coronary artery disease and their symptoms are reasonably well controlled, you can tell them that they could certainly treat this with just medication and lifestyle measures alone.
Medications such as statins to lower cholesterol, plus maintaining a healthy weight, exercising, eating a heart-healthy diet, and not smoking may be all that many patients need to manage their heart disease.
They should, of course, be cautioned that if their symptoms worsen or if they are dissatisfied with their lifestyle, then these other treatment measures, which are more aggressive, can be helpful.
For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Lowe's has a brand new flooring showroom filled with all types of floors. Scratch-resistant floors for toddlers and their toys. Easy-to-clean carpets for canines. Stain-resistant floors for scrumptious suppers. Even floors for yogis finding out how flexible they are. There's floors for all. And they're all at Lowe's. Book now and have yours installed by the holidays. Install available in-store only. Holiday install applies to basic install and subject to date restrictions, installer, and product availability. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. Contiguous U.S. only.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier. From making sure you have the prescriptions you need, to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan. And we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Uri Geller joins us now. I'm Doug Steffen with my pal from Israel who has great instincts, intuition. He's used it over his life to help millions of people. His latest book, Uri Geller, Learn to Douse, basically learning how to use your intuition. Why don't we, under the circumstances you've met, you've seen, you talk to hundreds of people, send you email every day, thousands of people, I want to hear from you. Millions of people have benefited over your lifetime, your career, from your wisdom. So why is it that we have so much trouble today? We were just talking about the future of the planet, and there are some who say if we don't fix things in the next 8, 10, 12 years, we're going to either have to figure out fast how to get off this planet, or, you know, it's sort of fatalistic. I don't like to believe in that. But, you know, people don't seem to be using their intuition. It would seem if they did, or you would be able to gather the information that obviously leads you to a point that we're in trouble here. We argue about everything. We call people names. We kill people we don't agree with. What are we doing to ourselves?
Okay, Dougie, first of all, a little about the book. The book is called, obviously, Uri Geller, Learn to Douse, and the very most powerful little line on the cover of the book is, use the world's most powerful search engine, and that's your intuition. Mm-hmm. Now, dowsing goes back centuries. Dowsing is the power, the ability, the energy, your intuitive forces to find hidden objects, whether they are underground or under the sea, wherever you're looking for something that you would like to find. I teach people how to douse with a crystal pendulum, how to douse with rods, how to douse with forked stick, how to use mind power techniques, and I even give a few dowsing games. There's also scientific explanations of dowsing. I talk about celebrity dowsers. And basically, in a nutshell, it's how to douse through your mind for lost objects. Now, why do we have trouble around the world? Doug, listen. When you said that we better find ways of leaving our planet, yeah, we better do that and do that fast. And I'll explain. Beside the chaos that is happening on our Earth, which is force majeure, which is not under our control, like COVID-19 and like so many other diseases that are still ravaging us, humanity, and then there are those universal forces of a meteorite might hit our planet. It might spin out of control. There are huge, massive earthquakes can hit our planet, sinking California into the ocean. Right now, as we speak, the ice caps are melting, which means that
especially
Leonardo da Vinci 500 years ago drew the helicopter. We will have to find ways of safely seeding other planets like the moon, like Mars, and so on, to be able to leave our Earth safely and live elsewhere under Earth type of conditions. I hope I'm making sense to you, but this is a dear prediction. I'm talking about the coming 500 years. We've got to build vehicles that will be able to carry us away. And as we came to this Earth, because we're star children too, we came here probably 3-4 million years ago from outer space. We will have to leave our beautiful planet, because this planet will not live forever. Even science is proving that we are cooling off, warming up, etc., etc. Unfortunately, Earth is extinguishing slowly but surely.
Hmm. Well, there's something to think about. Uri Geller, you can check out his website, urigeller.com. Also, this book, Learn to Douse. It is something, all of the stuff that we always talk about is kind of shattering. I get comments from people. Uri makes us think. Nothing wrong with that. That's your job. Uri Geller here with Doug Steffen.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.